Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It's the Internet Hoax, Myth, and Legend show. We're trying to, urban legend show, I guess. Trying to help you with anything that we can to get you to stop forwarding messages to everyone you know because you think you're helping. When
due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Is that something your email does now? Or?
I thought it was going to say something completely different than that. My bad.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah.
It's time for... Trying to give you enough time. It's time for our Geek Speak of the Week segment, where every week we try to bring you some little ditty, nothing particularly informative, but maybe more fun than the Adam's acronym segment. It is the Geek Speak of the Week, and this week's Geek Speak of the Week is... Who's going to read it off here?
Memory Farts.
Memory Farts. Leah, we bring her onto the show, and then we make her say fart for the first time. Isn't that nice? What is a memory fart, Miss Leah?
A memory fart is the sound that old DOSBox computers make when they're checking memory on boot up.
Oh, you start out being that click, 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 and then they get really fast, and they go brrr, and then something like that? Is it more like, Garrett, do you remember?
That was so long ago that I had a box that actually made that kind of noise. So.
We call this a memory fart?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what Michael chose.
I'm having a memory fart trying to remember it doing
that. That was so beautiful! That was so beautiful!
That was beautiful. All right, let's move on to our Web Attack free download of the week, shall we? WebAttack.com, the preeminent space to find low-cost and free utilities for your computer. This week's free download is?
Like, all of them are there.
Yeah, yeah. IE Cookies View.
Yeah, what is it?
This small and handy utility displays the details of all cookies that Internet Explorer stores on your computer. If you are connected to a network, you can watch the cookies of other computers. Spy. As long as you have permission on the cookies folder. Internet Explorer Cookies View also allows you to view references to deleted cookies that are still stored in the index.dat file. This is basically a cookie viewer that allows you to look at place your bet.
See what's going on.
Certification.
And yeah, cookies. So if you're like an administrator, you could actually look at the cookies on multiple machines across your network and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And some junk.
That would be really exciting. Because you could look through them and say all that text in there and say, wow, that's neat.
Got milk?
Huh?
Nothing. Back to the phones, shall we go?
We need to go because Greg and Chandler has a burning question about his Yahoo and Hotmail access.
Oh, wait a minute. Burning questions. You got to call Dr. Art later.
Hello.
Hello, Greg.
How you doing?
Oh, we're trying.
Yeah, you guys are funny today.
Thank you.
We didn't think we were, actually.
No,
so
I think we're over-caffeinated, but that's okay.
Something's wrong.
I didn't hear Leah laughing too much, though.
Yeah, well, she's very...
she doesn't find our humor at all amusing.
she's laughing at us, not with us.
On the inside.
That'll work.
What's on your mind, Greg?
Well, I called you guys a while back. I was having problems with my Yahoo Mail running real slow. And I don't remember who it was on the program. He thought that the fan from my processor might have been bad, suggested that I check the fan. The fan was fine. I even installed another fan. I don't even need air conditioning in the bedroom anymore.
All right.
See, we fixed one problem, and that we're not even Rosie on the House show.
Yeah. It's still doing the same thing.
Well, the question I have for you, Greg, is do you Yahoo?
Well, do you punk?
Wrong show.
Sorry.
So
okay.
Is it just when you check your email things are slow?
Okay, it's when I compose. What happens when I go into the compose or reply section, when I click on it, and then, you click the two, who to put your address in and that, when it comes up to compose, I get on the bottom left-hand corner, it says error on page.
You got some JavaScript either problems or you've got some security settings that are way too high.
Do you have the latest and greatest version of Internet Explorer? Is that what you're using?
Yeah.
Okay. There are a lot of things. You know all this stuff we heard about the blaster worm and all these things, these security issues?
Right.
there are more and more things that Microsoft is nailing down and turning off by default to save you from being attacked.
Okay.
Some of those things you actually need in order to be able to do some of the stuff you want to do. So the first thing I'd probably do is suggest you go check your internet options.
What you do is you want to click on Tools, then Internet Options.
Okay.
Then go to the Security tab, and it's going to say underneath Select a Web Content Zone to specify its security settings. Make sure you choose the Internet.
Right.
And make sure you click on, I would start with Default Level.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you have that thing cranked up too high, lots of things like what you're experiencing are going to happen.
Well, I did have it cranked up too high a while back, and then I did go back in, and I set it to, like, medium.
Something somewhere is too high, because in there, there's all kinds of different settings. I would check that. It's probably set at some kind of custom level now.
Okay.
I would change it to default level.
Okay.
You probably need to close just to be safe and restart Internet Explorer and see if the problem goes away. If it does, then you can start, if you want, turning up some of the individual settings by using the custom level, but you got to kind of be careful what you're playing with in there.
You want a real height? Now, do you have Hotmail, or is it just Yahoo?
Well, here's the thing. I have actually all three. I got my regular Internet Explorer. That works perfect, that email. It's just my Hotmail, it's my wife's Hotmail and my Yahoo.
Well, you know that Hotmail you can check with Outlook Express. You don't have to actually use their web interface.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, all these things, the reason that it's slow is because you're using a web page instead of actually having it download and check the email on your computer. So it's different the way you're checking it. And you can, like Ken was saying, you can have your Outlook Express check your Hotmail mail. So if you just go through and add a new account, it'll walk you through the settings. And there's actually a section that says, I have a Hotmail account. And it'll walk you through, make sure you have your username and password handy, and you'll need to put those in, and it'll take you right through it.
Cool.
The Yahoo one is just going to be, and most web-based mail, like Hotmail, Yahoo, or any of those other ones that are out there, if one of them is affected by the settings, all of them are going to be affected by the settings, because they all use very similar kinds of utilities kind of in the background to do what they do.
And while you're in that Internet Options page, you might also want to go to the Advanced tab and tell it to restore default there as well. Because a change there could also affect how scripting is handled, which is probably what's happening here.
And I felt Leah thinking, yeah, what he said.
Oh.
Go into Advanced tab and do what?
Just to restore the defaults there, too.
Oh, restore. Okay.
Yeah. Did you have an idea, Leah? Was that...
No, what he said is what she was going to say.
You can check in that Advanced tab the different things you have checked. Make sure you have some things highlighted that need to be in there, the SNL and SSL or whatever those encrypting are.
We always tell people, because it's way too many options to go through, if you set it back to defaults, things will start working. And generally, if you're keeping up to date with all the Windows updates and things, the default settings and the default levels will be just fine pretty much everywhere you're going to go.
Okay. You know, I'll tell you when I actually noticed this problem. I got Norton 2003, and I did an update on it, and it seemed as though after I did the update, that's when I started having these problems.
You have Norton what, 2003?
Norton
antivirus.
Yeah.
Well, that also could be shutting off scripting or whatever. So you can try disabling that while you're checking to see if that makes a difference.
Now, you only have the antivirus. You have some other Norton junk that they try to sell with it.
No, I got all the junk with it.
Ah, there you go. Start getting rid of that.
How do I
program overboard?
How do I get rid of it? Help.
Well, you'd have to go to the Add Remove Programs, and hopefully it'll be there. I know Norton is making it very difficult for the average user to be able to get rid of this junk.
I've tried to get rid of it, and...
You can uninstall from the Add Remove Programs the whole Norton Utilities suite.
Okay.
Then you can go back in and manually look at the disk that has all this stuff on it.
Gotcha.
And you'll see a folder that says NAV. That's the Norton Antivirus. And
okay.
If you go into that folder, usually there's a setup file.
Okay.
Setup.exe, and so you
or it might be called nav.msi actually.
Yeah.
If you have that newest version.
Yeah.
Nav.
Dot.
MSI.
Okay.
It'll be within the NAV folder, and that's the only that's the easiest way to manually install only the antivirus, not all the other garbage they try to sell you with it.
Well, it all came in a package,
you know,
and I bought it off the internet, and it was a good price, so I bought it.
Good price things usually are.
Tell me about it. pay me now or pay me later, like the Fram commercial, right?
Yeah, well, the more stuff you put in there that's running in the background, the slower things get, and the more likely you have these kind of conflicts that you're experiencing.
I understand.
All right, Greg.
Thanks so much for your help,
You
guys.
Betcha. Good luck.
Bye-bye
now. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I sound like the Fly Girl.
Speaking of bye-bye now, we got to take a quick break.
Bye-bye.
We got to pay some bills. When we come back, we still have left lots more of your calls and questions. 602-277-5827.
And we got Peaches and Herb and Mesa up next with a wizard interrupting something or other.
Back after this.
It's the pivotal season series for the D-backs as they try desperately to stay alive in the race for the wild card. The Bay Area has been none too kind to the Snakes, but a solid weekend could put us right back in the thick of it. Be here today at 1:05 as your Arizona Diamondbacks take on Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants. From first pitch to the season's final out, hear it happen here, live, local, first, only on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hello, everybody. This is John Warren at Lund Cadillac Hummer Saab. I'm here with George Tolley to let you know a little bit more about the Hummer H2.
Hi, guys. This is George at Lund Cadillac. I'm a new salesman here, but I've been around for a couple of years, and I know cars, good cars, when I see them. If you're considering an SUV, why not consider the ultimate SUV, the 2003 Hummer? It is a fantastic vehicle, and it is much more affordable than you might think. We've got plenty in stock. We have every color, every option, including several base models that are extremely affordable. You can be looking from $5.99 per month here at Lund Cadillac. Come on in and just take a look at this vehicle. Take it for a ride. Take it overnight if you want. We'll do anything that we can to help you get into this vehicle. If you're considering an SUV, let's consider the best that's made in the market today. So come on down to Lund Cadillac. See George Tolley, 602-942-4000.
That's Lund Cadillac Hummer Saab, 1311 East Bell Road, or find us on the web at www.lundcadillac.com.
To help keep joints healthy, many people are learning to address joint pain naturally instead of just covering the pain with aspirin products and prescription painkillers. Today, there's a new liquid glucosamine complex called Hydrojoin. It's designed to work faster in your body and allow for better absorption of the natural building blocks of joint care. Absorption is the key with glucosamine products. That's why Hydrojoin, an easy-to-drink, citrus-flavored concentrate that contains glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, and vitamin C, is a better choice for your daily joint care. Hydrojoin, available in a 30-day supply and convenient travel and single-serve packs so it can go anywhere with you. Start now and stay active for life with new, fast-acting Hydrojoin. Easy-to-drink Hydrojoin Total is officially licensed and recommended by the Association of Hall of Famers. And football players know about joint pain. Available now at these fine retailers.
You can find Hydrojoint available at Albertsons, Osco, and Walgreens. That's Hydrojoint.
Collins College is looking for talented people to help fill positions for the fastest-growing occupations. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the fastest-growing careers over the next 10 years are computer-related, and they're looking for motivated students who are serious about their future to help fill those positions. The Phoenix Business Journal voted Collins College as being number one computer training for the Valley. So if careers in IT interest you, then they're interested in you. They want to see you placed in tomorrow's careers. Visit the open house Saturday, September 27th at the new campus and find out more about IT programs. They'll have tours, presentations, lunch, and a complimentary class on understanding computer viruses and how to stop them. Call 1-888-356-7700 today and RSVP for the open house Saturday, September 27th at the new campus in Northwest Phoenix. Collins College West is conveniently located on 25th Avenue, just off the I-17 freeway and Peoria Avenue. Call Collins College West at 1-888-356-7700. That number again, 1-888-356-7700. Seats are limited, so call now.
This generation rules the nation with Russian.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
A most appropriate song, when you say, so we can talk to Herb. Or is it Herb?
Yeah.
It's the computer corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Hey, welcome, Herb.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Look, I have a...
That song was for you, by the way.
I beg your pardon? Oh, it was. Thank you.
That song handpicked for you.
Yes.
I have a Windows XP Home Edition, and I also have a WinFax Pro 8.0.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I try to fax a document... I try to fax a document. I have an internal fax, but I try to fax a document. But the wizard intervenes and makes it appear that the fax has been sent. But in reality, the fax never had been sent, and it doesn't show up on my...
Here is the dealio, I think.
Okay.
What is
Windows doing? Has its own fax software built in, plus you have added...
WinFax,
and you have an older version of WinFax, and it's probably not aware that the other one exists, and so the two are kind of both trying to do the faxing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, WinFax, you said 8.0?
Yeah.
I don't believe that was ever intended for Windows XP.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think they're on, like, version 464 by now or some. You know, I'm sure it's at least three or four versions beyond that. But that in and of itself should not be the problem. But I think what's probably going on is when you're going to fax, you're in a document, you go file, print, and then you choose some printer usually that's called a fax. But in this case, there's one built in. If you're choosing it, it's trying to go ahead and do the faxing instead of the WinFax.
Yeah, let me give you I just looked up a press release at the Symantec website. Symantec WinFax Pro 8.0 now available. Dateline, Toronto, Ontario, March 31st, 1997.
So in 1997 it was brand new, and we're at year 2003, which means roughly 17 years have expired, right?
It is, yeah.
Is my math bad there?
That's goat math.
Oh.
You don't want to mix old and new software like this, specifically this type of thing, because it tries to really take over the operating system.
Ken. Polish up your English. Specifically.
Pacific?
Because it wants to...
Oh, something.
You said specific. I don't know what that is.
So the first thing I'd probably recommend is, have you ever gotten this thing to work?
The WinFax Pro works. I can send a fax with no problem.
Okay.
I can send a fax to you or anyone else straight, and it's no problem.
Okay.
And it registers, and I receive a fax.
So where's the problem?
But it's when I try to fax a document.
Are you saying, like, you're in Word, and instead of printing, you say send it to the fax?
Right.
And you tell it to
send... that's what the problem is. Send to fax is trying to use Microsoft's faxing system.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, go to File, Print, and there should be a printer in there called
WinFax. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You are? Or
No. It doesn't show WinFax. The wizard comes on just as soon as I send the document.
No. In Word, instead of clicking on File, Send To, and then Fax Recipient or Fax, don't go that route. That's using the Microsoft Fax stuff that is having a problem here.
Okay.
Because you have the other thing installed and you want to use WinFax because it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, in Word, go to File, then Print.
Mm-hmm.
Not to Send To, right?
Okay.
When you're in print, there should be printers available in there. One of them should be a WinFax printer.
Right.
That's what you want to choose instead.
Okay. So.
And it should allow you to go through just like you were faxing right out of the WinFax program.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how WinFax was intended to be used. You're trying to use something that's built into Windows XP that tries to use a completely different fax engine.
And then you're wondering why WinFax isn't working. Well, because you're not telling it to use WinFax.
Right.
You think you are, but it doesn't think you are.
Okay, so I make whatever document I make, or I make the document. After the document's complete, I go into File, then say Print.
Yes.
Yeah, pretend you want to print it on a printer, but instead of printing it on your printer, you're going to print it on somebody's fax machine somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And choose the WinFax to let it do that.
Okay.
And be very happy that you have circa 1900 software that's working on your Windows XP.
I don't think it's before 1900. I think it's circa 2000.
No, it's 1997.
Well, but circa 1900... Okay,
it doesn't make any difference, actually, if I use WinFax Pro 8.0 or WinFax Pro 10. The problem is just what you told me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a failure to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
All right, Herb.
Take care.
Right on, dude. Yeah, man.
Maybe he should have hit that before he called, huh?
Well, no, we're just... we have Herb's theme music there, right?
Oh, man.
Well, it sounded like it. Was appropriate.
What has happened to this show?
One hit wonder.
Yeah! Don't be so blunt.
Oh.
Let's talk to Trish, shall we?
What has happened to this show?
Who knows? Hey, by the way, Leah, after you get off the air here, you're running back to the store. It's lunch with Leah at the new location, right?
Yeah, we have sandwiches, potato salad, cookies.
Wait a minute. I get sandwiches if I come to lunch at your place?
Exactly. And we can fix you lunch and fix your computer.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, can you fix the computer while not getting your lunch in it?
It might take a little longer to fix the computer than to eat that lunch, so you might want to plan on dropping it off for a little while.
So if you've lost your lunch about your computer... You can take care of both at what's the location?
It's right off of 67th Avenue in Deer Valley. There's a big shopping center there. We're at the West End.
Bashes, yeah.
Come on by. It's free lunch.
Free lunch. There is such a thing as a free lunch.
They have a West End girl.
Right. What's the number over there in case they want to get a hold of you?
Phone number is 623-486-3944.
Okay, you can go see Leah for lunch. Unfortunately, my son has his very first football game, or else I was going to go get some free lunch, but...
And I would love to, but I've got a 3-week-old in the hospital, so right. I'm probably going to go back there.
And Garrett, you have
asylum.
Some lame wallboard excuse or
yes,
something?
Yes, you know, those home repairs,
what's wrong with the showing absolutely no support? Do we have any of our guys up there today?
I think Mr. Winquist might be there.
Oh, all right.
At least he was going to
be. So you'll see some data doctors up there.
Yeah.
More than a few, a gaggle of them perhaps.
It's a beautiful story. Go check it out. Do we have time? We don't have time for Trish, do we?
Before the
break?
Trish, we could get her question.
Yeah,
oh, there's Mary Jane, too.
Let's
over on that right.
Let's have Trish tease the segment. Trish, do you know how to tease a segment?
Yes, can I get pornography off of my child's website?
Wow, speak of teasing.
Yeah, that's
Trish comes through about as good as you can on that thing there, so.
Boy, we'll deal with Trish's porn pop-ups, I guess we'll call it, or her children's computers, and that's a major problem. So we will absolutely positively give you great tips on how to deal with that, Trish, and everyone else that has children that don't want these pop-ups.
Trish is parked on hold, and her question, how do I get that porn pop-up off of my computer, is the first thing up when we come back right here on the Computer Corner. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR, and if you're missing any part of the show, or if you just chimed in and figured out what the heck is going on here, check out our website at datadoctors.com, click on the Computer Corner or radio section, and you'll find the things we're talking about today.
And then bookmark that page, because anytime you get an email and you think you should tell everybody you know before you do anything, always check the resources we have posted.
That's
so
right.
You don't look like a gullible muyuk.
And now to the award-winning news with the award-winning, beautiful digital dominatrix, Gail Bass.